As a Triple M listener, we're sure you're familiar with a Sunday session.
Froffies!
Now, get ready for a Sunday session with a difference. Ow! It's the Rush Hour's Sunday session. The best of JB and Billy on Triple M.
Joey boy, for the final time in 2020, it's the Rush Hour Sunday session.
Yeah, I think it's frothy time, Bill, and nobody needs a holiday more than you, my friend, particularly when you hear your best idiot foul moments this year.
Oh, fair dinkum, it is bullying time. I get stuff out and you stuff it up. I think Rabsy stuffs it up, to be honest. But also, we chat to NBL superstar Mitch up the creek and we do the hump day quiz.
But next, Bill, we get to go to the family.
Time to connect with the Rush Hour family. We haven't done this for a while. Ring now, 133353. And I love this one. When have you had one job, Joey? One job and stuffed it up, just like the Trump regime here.
We saw Rudy Giuliani there in that little setup pack. And he was standing in front of some bunting. But, of course, the background story to that was that there was some suggestion he would be at the Four Seasons Hotel in Philadelphia, and it turned out he was at the Four Seasons Landscaping, which was a little shop between a crematorium and a dildo shop.
Oh. I think it was a sex shop. I don't know if you have to be so specific. But so the Trump team was supposed to go to the Four Seasons Hotel chain, five-star luxury, and they ended up in the car park of the Four Seasons Total Landscaping. That is a stuff-up, Joey.
That is a stuff-up, and you wonder if anyone's going to take responsibility or even if they're going to claim that it was a mistake. I think they're trying to make out it was intentional, but that was just a little local family that had the Four Seasons Landscaping. And have you seen what they're doing now, Bill? And
no.
Great chance to take any opportunity. They're now selling merchandise, and they are killing it. they can't keep up anymore. All of a sudden, this little family business in Philadelphia are selling mugs and T-shirts and hats with Trump there and Giuliani and all those guys there at the Four Seasons Landscaping. But yeah, what a stuff up. And doesn't it just sum up 2020, really?
Yeah.
It just summed up the whole election and everything that's gone on. And
spot on.
What a weird way to finish.
We got Daniel from Ballarat. Welcome, buddy.
G'day, how you going?
Yeah, one out, one back. What happened, mate? What did you stuff up?
No, it wasn't me. It was one of my mates. He got a job as a painter. Yeah. And he, first day or second day on the job, his boss told him, I'll go to this address and paint the house. So he rocked up there, spent the day. Good hard day's work, painted the whole front of the house. Then his boss rocked up at knock off and goes, mate, you painted the wrong house. he made him paint the whole thing again, and then next day got the sack.
Good start, Daniel. I like that one. I like that one. Hey, Lorna from Turriton, when has someone stuffed up one job?
Hi, how are you going? It was my husband. So for our wedding, he had one job, which was to pick the wedding cake up. And so we were at the wedding reception place, and in he rocks up with a box that first of all said Tracy on it, so I was a little bit nervous. And then when he opened it, it was black, the cake, with bright pink love hearts sticking out.
Oh.
So, yeah.
Wrong cake. One job.
Wrong cake. There's one job.
Very good.
Thanks, Lorna.
Hey, Ollie from Bentley. One job.
Yeah, hubby again. He had to buy the wedding rings for the wedding. I did absolutely everything else. I trust him. He rocks up on the day, no rings in sight. And so he makes it up to me by buying some beautiful rings later on and loses it playing golf 3 weeks later in Mornington.
There is a bit of a theme about the husbands stuffing up on wedding. So what did you do for the actual ceremony then, Ollie? What did you put on each other's fingers?
I was scolding looks and a bit of a laugh.
Burger ring? No.
That was Adam Curry did that.
Cheezels? A cheezel. Simon's there in Berwick. Hey, Simo?
G'day, guys. Yeah, I was sitting at the footy with a mate many years ago, and I was going down the tab, and he said, oh, can you have 50 on place four, number three for me? So I've gone down the tab, and sure enough, I've put the 50 on and come back to the seat, and we were engrossed in the game, so we didn't actually go and watch the race, and the results have flashed up on the scoreboard, and the threes run nowhere, and I've sort of looked at him, and I've said, sure, I backed the toppy. And sure enough, I pulled the ticket out and I backed the toppy instead. So we had a good result. The toppy won and got up.
Nice. Nice when that happens.
Yeah, yeah, at least the tab was open. You could have a bet.
That's right, Bill.
Our next guest lived out every baller's dream by playing in the NBA.
Creek, left, left. Mitch Creek.
Now he's back in the NBL, and last year he tore up the competition.
Mitch Creek with a career high. Sets us up for a grandstand finish.
Please welcome, from the Southeast Melbourne Phoenix and Aussie Boomers, Mitch Creek.
Ah, and what an absolute treat it is to have this man on the radio with us, Bins. Mitch Creek, firstly, thanks for joining us. Secondly, how are you holding up in lockdown as we come out of it champion?
Oh, boys, look, it's great to be back. You know, knowing we're all back to kind of a little bit of normality now. We've actually been very fortunate in the fact we were able to go to training. The Southeast Melbourne Phoenix and Eric Hollinsworth and the team there have done an amazing job of getting us out there multiple times a week. We haven't really had a break since season end. So very fortunate in that sense that we get to keep a little bit of physical activity up. It's done a world of wonders for the mental health.
Absolutely, no doubt, because that was the big thing. We had Chris Gording on here the other week and they'd been locked up for a large part of it. So the fact that you've been out there on the court together, surely that's going to go a long way to you guys having some great synergy when this season starts. And do you even know when that is?
Yeah, look, we hope that it is all going to go to plan by the end of January. You know, fingers crossed, no more sneaky waves come in and COVID kind of stays away for now. I think the state of Victoria and Australia and have done an amazing job. Zero cases for quite a while now is a phenomenal effort. So, look, we know that we're very lucky we've been able to be together. We know other teams haven't. But in saying that, other states and teams there have also had the freedom to do kind of whatever, whenever, you know, however they wanted. So we may be behind, we may be in front, but we're going to go out there. We've been together quite a while now, got all our guys in, ready to roll. So we're excited, mate.
Skydiving, run us through that. A passionate skydiver, 50 solo jumps. How in the hell do your NBL team let you do that?
Look, I did a lot of my jumps before, but I was in America in the NBA with the Timberwolves when I was doing it. For me, it's such an escape. It's a way to decompress, and it's such a peaceful kind of
peaceful
exercise, I guess you would call it, or however your hobby, whatever you call it. But it is, you know, you're free falling for around anywhere between 45 and 65 seconds. I jump with friends. You do a bunch of different jumps and different locations. The next one is jumping, you know, another 20 odd jumps. I get to my 100 jumps and I can start doing my base jumping and you know, start to tick up a few more things there. But yeah, mate, it's a hobby that I definitely love. I've actually booked in today to go to the indoor skydive out of iFly at Essendon. I've already booked in twice this week, so I'm ready to rock and roll and hopefully get in the sky soon enough.
Oh, fair dinkum up though. It's the worst thing I've ever done. I've ever done. It's skydiving.
What did you call it?
Up the creek.
mate, this ISO has kept you pretty sharp, mate. I tell you what.
No, good work, Mary. You're all over it, Mary. Mary Creek's what they make the pictures out of, by the way. But you'd have a few nicknames.
You should have stopped at one.
Hey, speaking of the Timberwolves, you were going to go back, weren't you, and have a crack at the NBA?
Yeah, look, it was on the cards. I, at the end of the season, obviously hyperextended my knee and had a bit of a whack in there. But we had opportunities to go back over. And then those two teams that we were talking to and could have potentially signed with, both didn't get invited to the NBA bubble. So that got, you know, cut a little bit short. But look, mate, I'm fit and raring to go. I'm really excited. I'm in a great mental space and, you know, just feeling really healthy and enjoying the basketball at the moment. So hopefully the season goes ahead. We can put on a good display. The team has a great year. We push through finals and have a really good run at this and give ourselves and everyone else on the team an opportunity to take that next step.
Is that still the goal of near on all of the players, is to try and get over to NBA regardless of the age? Or if, obviously some of the blokes who've come back are bogan that have been there and done that, but are most of the other blokes still aspiring to that, or is the NBL the limit for some of them?
I think it's probably what you believe for yourself. I mean, for a very long time, I didn't think I was an NBA caliber player. Someone like Joey Wright actually instilled that belief in me, and took me quite a long time after him drilling it into me every day. You know, harping on work ethic, harping on processes and effort and execution and preparation, all of that accumulated over a long period of time, gave me the opportunity to then one day believe in myself so much so that I was like, there's no way I'm not going to get there. I think a lot of guys in the league, in Australia and all over the world don't back themselves enough. There's a lot of guys in the league that could actually go over, do G League, do Summer League, put themselves in front of teams and maybe sacrifice making that extra 50 to 100, 200,000 in the offseason, whatever it is they're trying to make, to go on and have a look at that opportunity because guys are more than talented enough. So I'd like to see more guys do the Summer League, join teams, maybe even look at the G League. Some great guys have done it. Deng Adel came back to the league and now he's playing in Illawarra. You know, I'd like to see more guys do that.
Hey, good on you, Wolf. Thanks for joining us on the Rush Hour.
Thanks, boys. Appreciate it.
Thanks, mate.
And now, from the studios of Triple M Melbourne, it's the Rush Hour's Hump Day Quiz. Here's your host, Billy Brownless.
Thank you very much. And it's the final Hump Day Quiz for 2020, Daisy. Very, very exciting with a couple of guys. We've got two fine gentlemen named Sean and Brad. And I'll say g'day to Sean. G'day, Sean.
G'day, Daisy. G'day, Fat. How's it going?
Good. Bins will do. But Sean, I sucked in. You know why he's on? Because I'm back in my parents' hometown of Maui for a few days. Greatest town in Australia, and he can't get out. Sucked in.
Thanks, Fat.
And I've got Brad Hickey, and this is a reason, ooh, Bill, he's on, because he's sick of you calling it a palmy. It's a palmer.
What do you say?
It's a palmer in a pot.
What do you say?
Palmer.
Well, I say palmy.
Mm,
and I don't mind this because there's a few under this saying palmy is a Geelong thing. So I think in Geelong we call it a palmy and pot.
Because you know why?
What?
Because you're all flogs.
No, we're not. Well, everyone wants to come there. I see Sean Higgins wants a palmy.
Yeah, because he's
I see flog. Isaac Smith wants a palmy.
Another flog. Keep running.
Jeremy Cameron wants a palmy.
No, how many do you reckon they're eating as elite athletes?
Well, Adam Treloar wants a palmy. And Aaliyah wants a palmy.
When did Port Adelaide?
He wants a pie floater.
Yeah, he does too.
He wants a potato.
Anyway, boys, you know how this works. Five.
You haven't even said hello to Brad yet.
Oh, g'day, Brad.
G'day, Beans.
G'day, g'day, Braddles. Are you pumped, mate? You up and about? The last one of the year.
Last one of the year. Look forward to it.
Today. Righto. Five questions. Here we go, boys. Just yell out your name. Sean. That'll be Sean. And Brad.
Brad.
Well, I haven't asked a question yet, Brad. Wait. Here we go. Who is the new Bombers player nicknamed 2 Meter Peter?
Sean.
Shawnee it was. Ooh. Justin.
Peter Wright from the Gold Coast.
Oh, Shawnee.
Lots had of plenty information.
Of, had plenty of time to do nothing just to get on his computer. This is a audio question. Who is this Victorian?
Hey, Bins.
Wait, Grabsy, wait. Who is this Victorian cricketer?
Hey, Bins.
Brad. Yep, Brad Rabsy. I can't hear. Played it for Grab five times. Brad, I think it is.
Marcus Harris.
Yes,
your
well
boy.
Done.
Your boy, Bill.
Well, we jumped off him a bit.
We're hey, all mate, I've just finished a 72-hour working week.
We've jumped off him because we're on Will Pachowski.
Pachowski. Yeah,
cool. He's a great composer. Will Pachowski. Number three, boys.
What was that?
Where did the Trump team hold their press conference?
Sean.
Ooh, unusual.
Sean, yep.
The Four Seasons landscaping mob between the crematorium and the sex shop.
Oh, jeez. Eddie, you've been listening to the show or you just read a lot?
Yeah, a bit of both.
Well, well done. That is spot on, that. Did you catch up with that?
I did,
supposed to be at the five-star Four Seasons.
So the other day when we did this show, I broke that story to you.
Well, that's I don't know that's if I'm talking to you or the other Humpty Dumpty. Honestly, no.
What's the score?
I don't know. 2-1, Sean. 2-1, Sean. Righto. Now, a multiple choice. Now, let me read out the multiple choices because this is where the very funny stuff is. All right, boys? And don't jump in because if you jump in, I'm going to take a point off you. Why is Indian cricketer Virat Kohli going home
Virat
and only playing one test against Australia? He's starring in a Bollywood movie. He doesn't want to wear a face mask in Melbourne. He's opening Kohli World Fun Park in Mumbai. Or his wife is expecting the first child.
Brad. Sean.
Brattles. Geez, you're quick too.
Yeah.
He's expecting his first child.
Oh, wow. We've got a ring-a-ding-ding. We have got a ring-a-ding-ding tool.
You couldn't make this up if you tried, could you?
You couldn't. Now, this should be an easy question because these two are very clever.
Okay.
Drum roll. Yes. Who is this?
I pledge to be a president who seeks not to divide,
Brad,
but unify.
Sean.
Took a while. Brad?
Joe Biden.
Yes! Well done, Bradley.
Final show of the year, Joey, and you've been a big part of the rush hour in 2020, a big part of some of the idiot final moments as well.
Yeah, we need to stroll down memory lane, don't we? Because it is the final show of the year. And look, it never ceases to amaze how Billy Brownless is still on radio, to be fair. But we love it. We love Bill. It's always the highlight. And
But
can we take it? Can we take a bit of a stroll down memory lane, Rabsy, and have a listen to some of the best of Bill this year?
Yes, we can.
Thank you.
Back early and on late. Jeez, that will get some taking used to, or whatever it was.
Do you want to have another go at that last bit?
And guess where toilet paper is made? Melbourne and Ballarat.
Yeah. So why haven't we got any?
I don't know, Jim. Well, everyone's panic bought.
What's been going on? Have you been on air?
Yes.
Have you made an ass of yourself?
Oh, mate. We are the number one iPod uplifted...
iPod.
What about this one? You'll love this one,
yes,
Jim.
Go on.
It's the ACL cornhole battle.
Bill!
It's a corn.
What the hell are you on?
Jim,
has that dentist injected you with something?
Do you know what is
I don't.
Cornhole?
I know what it colloquially means.
What's colloquially? What does that mean, Jim? Some girls walk in there, they don't even get started in 30 minutes.
Two minutes, you.
Exactly. Libraries.
Oh, no.
Libraries.
Libraries. We're in one of those Zoom conference things, and even from this distance, I can see you haven't changed one bit.
I think you've got it on the long ways.
On the what?
On the long ways Zoom. Paramatic.
Oh, Bill.
You have another go at that, please.
Parramatta. See, they're in trouble, Jim, up there in the NRL. Anyway, we'll be back after the break.
Wouldn't be panoramic?
That's it.
During that interview with Heath Shaw, Bill said, hell for what? Have we got it there, Rabbits?
Yes, we do.
What did I say? And motivation. You used to, well, when you were training, you were up at 6:30 and hell for leather. How are you going now? I think they're self-interest, self-indulgent, prejudiced, narrow-minded. They're mean. They're egotistic. Oh, they're self-centered, narcissistic, greedy. No, you know what happened?
Before you sold the house, you sent him out with a metal detector.
I did it myself. But I had to dry to nunny wadding, whatever it is.
I had to dry to nunny yodding.
A family were driving behind a garbage truck, Jim.
Yes.
And a dildo flies out of the back of the garbage truck.
Hello, Bill.
Yeah. And thumps against the windscreen.
Oh, yes.
The son in the back seat says, wow, no. Just wondered.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
You might have cooked it.
Just slaughtered the telling of that one. Yeah. So do you want to start again?
A family were driving behind a garbage truck, Jim.
Yes.
And a dildo flies out of the back of the garbage truck and hits the family driving. Oh, hang on.
Oh, no.
We'll just read it.
How is it possible?
But next, Jim's going to tell us about an invisible burglar.
Oh, no.
When I originally got tested, it was only because I live in one of those hotspot areas.
Oh.
So I didn't really feel any, maybe had minor symptoms, but nothing major, and I ended up having it.
Oh, right. Eh? So no symptoms?
What? No, he just said that. He didn't have any symptoms. Look at this idiot.
Well, Jim.
Yes.
And Gil McLaughlin's arrived up there, the boss of the AFL, and I am the only one to talk to him. I am the only one that got a bit of exclusivity with Gil. Anyway, I caught up with Leon.
Did you?
Bloody hard to catch up with. He's been busy this week.
In hubs, yep.
And I said to him, what is going on with Aiden Corr? Where is he actually, Leon? Fair dinkum, Jim. You try to soar with eagles and you can't swing a cat. Lucky.
Billy Brownless and Dale Thomas. This is Triple M's Rush Hour. And for Coates Hire, for the last time this year, Damien Barrett joins us.
He does indeed. Sorry.
Are you doing the form?
Tell us. No, I was just trying to find a good joke. Hey, what's the wrinkle?
Oh, my God.
What's the wrinklest
thing
oh, no.
on your grandmother. Have a third go at it.
What's the wrinklest thing?
Have a fourth go at it.
Wrinklest. What's the wrinklest thing?
but I need to make, say... You can't make this up. No, you need to have a fifth go.
When I point at you, you say wrinklest, right?
No. Yeah. This is no, not me, it's no. you.
Righto, Jim, it's we'll you, start again. Joke. We'll cut all that out because luckily we're live. Yep.
Right.
What's the wrinkly?
No.
Can Bill. You say it now?
It's a very good joke. What's the wrinkliest thing on your grandma?
What is it?
Your grandpa.
Wrinkliest, Bill. It's not
wrinkliest.
It's been a good year.
You know what that is? That's just bullying.
It's credit to Assumption College for the education they gave you there too, Bill.
What do you reckon my English teacher at Assumption? What do you reckon he thinks?
I don't know.
For the final time in 2020...
Give yourself a pat on the back.
Time to do brag out as fat.
Just tell us the amazing thing you've done this week.
I got down to zero on golf. I built a bike for my daughter, so I had this extra wheel that was supposed to be a tricycle. So... You're
unbelievable. On Triple M's Rush Hour, it's the Thursday Brag Artist.
Bill?
Yes.
It certainly is the Thursday Brag Artist, and I love it, Bill. I love this segment. I've only been here a few times this year, but I am really warming to this segment. I reckon it's the last one for the year. You can pick. Who do you want to go with first? Who can be their brag artist?
Let's go in the City of Dreams. Stay here in Geelong and go to Liam.
How you going, guys?
Good, Liam. What do you got for us? Biggest brag, please.
So with 2020 being such a crappy year overall, I've actually managed to get two new jobs during lockdown periods. You're unbelievable.
What jobs are they, mate?
Driving, so I was doing deliveries to people's houses, and I had enough of that, and I got back into the wheel behind the wheel of a truck again about 6 weeks ago.
Well done to you. People can't get a job to save themselves. You're just picking up left, right, and centre. Well done to you. That's a great brag. What about David from Albury? David, give us your best brag, champion.
Yeah, it wasn't this week. It was back when I was playing under-19s in the Sandfall. Shit of a day. Gale Force wind had kicked 1-10 in the last shot at goal. Hit the post and Canada across the other goal post and hit that as well. So I called that a two-pointer. You're unbelievable.
So, David, you finished with 1-11.
1-12 as he counts it, Bill. Yes, and you've got four flags.
Who we got there, Rabsy?
We've got Karen from Melbourne.
Hello, Karen.
Hello, Bill. Hi, Daisy. How are you both?
Thanks, Karen. How are you?
Well, thank you. I'm not bragging about myself, but I'm bragging about my football team, which is the Melbourne Storm. Mm. I just want to brag about the fact that they played away for how many months up in Queensland and then played against a team in the grand final in Sydney who played home games at home with their supporters there and still lost. Yeah. So go Melbourne Storm. You're so
unbelievable. Well done. You cannot knock Melbourne Storm, can you, Daisy? They're the best club in Australia.
They are. They are as reliable as death and taxes, Bill. That's another one.
Hey, Karen, who's your favourite player at the Storm, by the way?
Oh, Cam.
It's not this man?
Solly Lassie Vanaroo.
Solly? No.
Can you say his name?
Yeah. Can you say it?
Can I say his name? Oh, no, I just call him Solly.
Yeah, that's smart.
Yeah, that's smart. We've got Ben in Parkdale as well, Daisy.
Yeah, give it to us, Benny boy. What have you got?
Mate, haven't had a frothy since January. Going to Tamarack Winery in Wangaratta for 3 days.
Oh, boy, jeez.
And just completed a 73-hour week. You're
unbelievable. Benny, you're going to have to go easy, mate, because you hadn't had a frothy since January. You're not piss fit, so you've got to be very careful.
No, I'm just treated. I've got the missus and two kids, mate, so I'll just ease myself in. I'll probably pin the ears back a bit later on.
Now, be very, very careful. I came out of the jungle and wandered down to Hotel Sorrento, had 3 glasses of rosé and got carried out, so be very, very careful.
Don't worry, mate, I'll be on the same boat.
Hey, what was your brag artist, Days?
My brag artist, Bill, well, as you know, I've put on a few in COVID, so I've taken the first step. I haven't signed up at a gym, but I went and bought a juicer.
Oh, yes. What a juicer.
You pull like a whole apple in there and out comes the apple juice and you drink it.
Oh, I'll give it a go.
Just like a juicer. Tell us, Joey.
Yep.
Your top three winning clubs out of the 2020 draft, please.
The clubs that won, I think, first of all, it was a tie for third between the Brisbane Lions and Port Adelaide, two clubs that are in the premiership window. Mm. Brisbane Lions have gone and got Joe Danaher, that big key forward yep. they need, and Nakai Cockatoo, who you would have seen a bit of, Bill, if he can get on the park. He could be anything.
Don't talk about it.
Are you flat about that? Because he can play.
Yeah, well, he could be, mate. He could be a very, very good player up there. Bit of sun and get those injuries right. Look out.
And Port Adelaide got Alir, which I think is a great get. I really like him. And Orazio Fantasia, another one who people have forgotten about. He's a little star. If he can get fit and healthy as well, he's a beauty. So I think Port Adelaide and Brisbane are right in the premiership window. So they've improved their lists. Geelong I had to give points to for getting Jeremy Cameron. Sean Higgins and Isaac Smith, we know they are all in, Bill. They are in the premiership window, no doubt. They've given away all their early draft picks, 13, 15, and 20.
Well, they've sold the farm,
haven't they? They've sold the farm. They don't have a heap of young kids on their books. That's why they didn't want to get rid of Parfitt and Radigalia. But they're all in, and they have to try and win a flag in the next 2 years, and they'll certainly be up there. How do you feel about Jeremy Cameron?
Oh, no, I think they needed him. They had to get him, but I don't know about three first-round picks, to be honest. But I'd rather picks 13, 15, and 20 than 13, 15, and a Parfitt or a Radigalia.
Yeah, okay. So you're happy in the end to keep those guys, get rid of your draft picks. Yeah, go for it now. Have a crack at winning it and worry about what the future looks like down the track. And
spot on.
I think the big winner for me was the Western Bulldogs. I think now they got to keep Josh Dunkley, which they wanted. They get Mitch Hannon from Melbourne, who I like as a player. Adam Treloar, they basically got for very little. They gave away their pick 14, but they didn't need pick 14 because they're going to get their most talented kid in the country, Jamara Ugle-Hagen, through their academy selection with their late picks. And they've got Stephen Martin as well to help Tim English. So I think the Western Bulldogs walk away in a much better shape next year.
We all know a bloke who thinks he's funnier after he's had a few.
Now that I'm a joke meister,
this is Billy's Joke on the Rush Hour Sunday Session.
Now, we had Daisy on yesterday, Joey, so I don't know if you know what's going on this week, but Bill can't be bothered bringing up any new jokes.
Grabs.
So we're replaying some old ones.
Yep.
Yesterday, we replayed a joke from 2013.
Oh, wow. It happened in March, and it was one of the great jokes. It was a chicken and the egg, and it was a very good joke, very popular. And I've had a lot of people asking for jokes. What did you want?
Well, my favourite of all time is the brick joke. I can't go past the brick joke.
Coming in at number four, Joey, of all time jokes for year 2020.
All time year 2020.
All time number four
the brick.
Is brick. Jimmy Boy, three children named Feather, Droplet and Brick went to their mother to ask why they were named so. Oh, no. Feather went to his mother and said, Mother, why is my name Feather? Mother said, because when you were born, a feather fell on your forehead. Ah, fair enough. Droplet went to his mother and asked, Mum, why is my name Droplet? Because when you were born, a water droplet fell on your forehead.
Yes.
Droplet's happy enough with that.
Yes.
When Droplet went away, Brick shuffled up to his mother and said,
Seriously.
That's terrible. Poor old Brick, Jim.
It's more in the delivery that Bill couldn't even get the joke out that made it so funny.
Are we on it? We're back, are we?
Bill.
Mate, poor old Brick. He just, a brick fell on his head.
Is he all right though, Brick?
He's okay now. He's bouncing around. He's good. He's not shuffling anymore. He's good.
This has been the Rush Hour Sunday Session. And catch up with JB and Billy anytime by downloading the Triple M app.
I feel good.
Triple M.